from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour on Sunday, electric bills are skyrocketing for New Jersey ratepayers. A new report from New Jersey Policy Perspective says part of the problem is an increased demand for electricity driven by artificial intelligence data centers.
In the last projection that PJM put out, there was a huge increase in the future energy needs for our region, and 70% of that increase was due to AI data centers.
Policy analyst Alex Ambrose says regional grid operator PJM has delayed the approval of new clean energy projects that could help close the gap between electricity supply and demand, leaving New Jersey stuck to figure it out on its own. One data center under construction in Vineland will draw 300 megawatts, which is the same capacity of a small modular nuclear reactor. Police in Howell Township are warning Monmouth County residents of a new scam that cost a woman $35,000. The scam began when the woman tried to buy a garbage can on Amazon that never arrived. She called a number for Amazon customer support that she found online that instead connected her with a scammer who insisted she pay $35,000. When the scammer wanted more money, she called police, who set up a sting with a fake box of money. Police arrested a 21-year-old suspect. The Port Authority is breaking ground on its new bus terminal in Midtown Manhattan. Commuters are weighing in.
As long as I got a place to get off the bus, that's all I care.
Yeah, I don't care. As long as I can get to work, you know, feeling safe. I don't feel like it's safe in there. Out here, too.
What good does that do, having a beautiful modern building when there's so homelessness?
Shovels go in the ground Thursday so crews can construct a temporary bus terminal that will be used while they tear down the actual one and completely replace it. The project is expected to take at least 7 years to complete. It's the bus terminal's first major makeover since it first opened in 1950. Inflation eased a little more than expected last month, according to numbers out this morning from the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis. The rate in April was at 2.1%, down from 2.3% in March, and below forecasts of 2.2%. It's the second month in a row that the inflation rate has dropped. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Will we get flooding tonight? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather does have that flood watch continuing for western and northern parts of New Jersey through Saturday morning, as we are going to be expecting heavier rain and thunderstorms tonight and around tomorrow as well, and those could be a little bit stronger with gusty winds and small hail, especially for areas near and south of 195. For this afternoon, we're going to have clouds, some breaks of sunshine, then the showers arrive in the afternoon with highs in the upper 70s to near 80, dip down to the upper 50s with those heavy thunderstorms, and then lingering rain in the morning give way to those showers and thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon with highs in the mid-60s. Steady temperatures Sunday with sunshine mixing with clouds. From the PSENG Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordine.
And weather brought to you by Guaranteed Service. They do things the right way, on time, in uniform, and with respect for your home. Right now, get a full AC tune-up and safety inspection for just $77. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or go to GuaranteedService.com. Right now, 73 in Rockaway, 70 in Franklin, 64 in Beach Haven. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.